Hello.
Hi, Alban Innovations.
This is Louis.
Oh, hi, Louis. Good afternoon. My name is Giselle. I'm from Local Splash. How are you?
Okay.
That's great. Well, what prompted my call to you were a data service provider to Google and Meta. That's formerly known as Facebook. And we wanted to speak with you about listing Alban Innovations on that first page. I'm sure you know about Google, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So how many years has Alban Innovations been in the business?
So far, I think just under a year, 8 years. Let me see, six, just under 7 years.
Oh, 7 years. Wow, that's awesome. Going strong. Congratulations. I know it's not easy to put up one. Well, Louis, you're doing a great job because your company has a great reputation. You've got great reviews here. That's awesome. Well, we both agree that you're providing great and quality services. Yeah. Well, in terms of your service area, are you working around land OLEGs or do you have a specific miles? And how far are you willing to travel for your clients?
I'm no longer in land OLEGs.
Oh, okay. So what area are you
I'm
working
in Orlando.
With? Oh, you're in Orlando. I see. So you're working around Orlando or area at the moment.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. Well, Louis, the reason actually that we called you today is we have a first page position become available for your category there in your area, and we're looking for one. So, for example, we work with you. We work with Alban Innovations. We close out the area, and we can no longer work with any of your competitors who does exactly what you do. So that means this listing will be exclusive for you. Does that make sense?
I have no idea what you just told me.
Yeah, so, for example, if we work with you, if we work with Alban Innovations, that means we cannot partner with anyone else there in your area who does the same thing as you do, who does, you know, carpentry services, designing or installation. We cannot partner with them or we can no longer work with them.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So you will work with me. You will send me the job.
Well, what we do here is we will get to place you on the first page. You do not need to pay per lead. So customers will call you directly. And that would save you some money compared to paying per lead.
Yeah, and will, so Angelique is kind of like, it kind of is good sometimes if you do get the job, but it's most of the time, if you pay for the lead, that's it. And most of the time, the clients, they're just looking for prices. They don't do the job or they can't afford the job. And yeah, it's kind of messed up sometimes.
Yeah, and it's not a, you know, it's not a sure job, right? You're paying them per lead, but that leads are
my,
not...
My lead, the one, if I open the lead, the, my issue with them is that if I do open the lead, obviously I cannot take 100 jobs because I'm not 100 people. So what happens is if I open my lead, they throw me 100 people. Out of those 100 people, maybe, if that five of those, if 10 at most, those people I'm going to get. The rest of the 100 people that they throw me at, I'm paying for, and we're talking about hundreds of dollars. So my average of $35 to $150.
Oh,
so
well,
out
that's
of
20 too much,
people that I don't get, out of 20 people that I don't pay, that I don't get the job from because I wasn't able to get to them, that's money going out the window because I'm not going to get to the job. Mm-hmm. And that's me by having my leads open. So usually I constantly have my leads closed because I try to just take care of job to job, whatever I can take care of. And then once I'm done with the job, because I hate going from job to job. I like to start a job and finish a job. And then I can't afford to be opening leads where I know I'm not going to be there.
Yeah, of course. You're not gaining some return of investment with it. Well, to be honest, you know, we heard that a lot from our clients, and I'm sorry to, you know, to hear about your experience. I understand how it goes and how you feel about that. Well, we can do better than them because, you know, we're a premier partner to Google, and that's something that we are proud of. That's something that we are confident to help out with your business. So I wanted to know your target market. What's your target jobs? Are you more focused to do commercial ones, or are you more to you know, residential?
Right now, I'm working mostly residential. I would say 95% of my work is residential.
Oh, 94% residential. Yeah. Well, that's something that we can target for you.
I think if I've done one commercial job, I'm actually working on a job right now that I'm pricing out. It's a big commercial job. This is my first actually big job, commercial job, because I want to expand. But yeah, I would say even less than 1%. The other ones in between is just lost jobs.
I got it. Yeah. Well, here's the thing, Louis. You know, I'm sure that you would see the value in having your business listed on the first page if, you know, you do not need to pay for lead and calls will come directly to you, not from a third party like Angie's, right?
Yeah, Angie Leads. I would. The reason why how the jobs come in, I'm actually, how do I explain to you? They have this other feature where it's called Opportunity Leads. Those are leads that come in that they throw them in there because my leads will close, or they usually in temporarily close positions. And the reason why those temporary leads come in is because, okay, they try to match me with something, but I'm not available. So what happens is that a bunch of I can tell you almost 60 to 70% of those jobs that I've done and done projects, big projects, it's been through opportunity leads. There, I only pay only if the client chooses me to do their work.
Yeah.
And that's the other feature that they have. Otherwise, if I was, like I said, was to keep the leads open at all times, Monday through Friday, I'll be paying more of leads in money than what I'm making in money, because there's so many leads that I can take care of. I can only at least take care of at least one or two clients a week, and that depends on the size of the job. So can you imagine if I'm only doing two clients a week, say But they're sending me at least 20 per week, right? But then I'm not going to take care of 17 people. So that's 17 people times an average of $35 to $100.
It's too much, really, to be honest. Well, I appreciate you being...
I think it works well. I do have good reputation. I don't know if you can
see my
record.
You
go on my record. I have good reputation. I have really good status.
You got
as far as my clientele goes. My
rating
is pretty good. Yeah, but that doesn't mean that I'm actually making money. If I don't get those big jobs like that, I don't make money, because some of that money goes towards paying those leads that I'm not taking care of.
No, in short, no revenue because of that. Well, I believe, Luis, because of this thing, you know, you would see the value, especially you can save money, right, if you do not need to pay per lead, because, you know, as what you mentioned with that experience. So here's the thing. Of course, definitely you can handle more business, right?
Yeah, I do, like I said, but when I take a job, I don't jump from one job to the next.
Especially
when it's big projects, I can't take off. I like to start and finish, and a lot of the projects that I do are pretty big. I do a lot of buildings and stuff like that, and those are time-consuming jobs. I'm not doing handyman work. So I would understand a handyman doing that, because if they're doing, like, little repairs and that, you could do 2-3 repairs a day. You can take 2 or 3 clients like that. But my clients aren't repair jobs. My clients are big, I should say, buildings and fabricating stuff and designing. I go through a lot of designing process. That also takes time.
Well, you're so professional, Louis. I really appreciate you sharing me this thing. So here's the thing. You're actually a perfect candidate for this first page position. And since we're on the same page, let me go ahead and get you the details, how this works, the pricing and everything. And if you wanted, if you wanted to ask any questions about this listing, I want them all answered. So let me go ahead and pull up the details for you. Okay. Give me one moment here. Thank you, Louis. Yeah, let's help you out.
That's how you found me through Angeles, right? You see my profile or no? Or just a different system that you use to get random companies?
I can actually see you here in Home Advisor, which is Angie's Lease Development. They're one. Yeah. So that's why we wanted to help you out.
He has to be a home advisor, not Angie.
So here's the thing, Louis. I'm grabbing here my director. She's the best person to help us in pulling up the details for you. So I have right here Stephanie, and she's right here jumping on the line with us.
Okay.
Hi, is this Louis?
This is Louis. Stephanie, right?
Hi, Louis.